first to the chaos and confusion in New South Wales politics this morning, with an attempted leadership spill against the Premier Gladys Berejiklian being called off at the last minute. Rebel MPs were threatening to try and turf Ms Berejiklian from the job 6 months after her successful election, all because of how she handled a push to decriminalise abortion in the state. Our reporter Thomas Arretti has been following the story and he joins me now. Good morning, Thomas. What concerns had these MPs raised about the abortion bill?
Morning, Sabra. So we received a joint statement from three MPs last night, Tanya Davies, Matthew Mason Cox and Lou Amato, and they expressed concern that four amendments to the bill had been rejected. Now, these amendments involve a prohibition on sex selection abortions, proper medical care for aborted babies born alive, protection for conscientious objection rights for doctors and allied health professionals, and the stricter regulation of late-term abortions. They also say they made it clear 3 weeks ago that those amendments needed to be included to ensure their continued membership of the Liberal Party room. But they also say the proper parliamentary process hadn't been followed with this bill. They're concerned it's been fast-tracked and their request to establish a joint select committee into abortion law reform had been rejected. So it was a situation this morning, until a short time ago, where Gladys Berejiklian was facing a test of her leadership just 6 months after she led the government to a third-term victory. There was supposed to be a spill motion at the party room meeting this morning. Now we've confirmed that's not happening.
What have you heard from these three Rebel MPs now that we do know that that spill motion's not going ahead?
Yeah, the MPs released a statement this morning saying they've received confirmation that further concessions will be forthcoming in relation to the abortion bill and these amendments. So they've decided to withdraw the motion. But it's important to note here that Gladys Berejiklian was expected to survive. The issue here, though, is whether what's happened will damage her authority and whether it'll damage the government standing in the parliament. She only has a two-seat majority. So if some MPs moved the crossbench over this, that could have a real impact. Speaking on Sky News, though, the Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, rejected suggestions that the government was in crisis.
The Premier has been in complete control since the election. And of course, a divisive issue like the abortion legislation will always bring raw emotion into debate. It's a personal issue, an emotive issue, and one that everyone must respect. Views of everybody in the debate, and that's what has occurred, and the Premier has allowed that debate.
The Deputy Premier of New South Wales and the Nationals leader, John Barilaro, there. And Thomas, have you been hearing from other Liberal MPs about this issue this morning?
Yeah, they've certainly been active on social media, Sabra. In particular, those members of Parliament considered to be future leadership contenders. The Treasurer, Dominic Perrottet, says Gladys Berejiklian is the people's choice and he supports her. The Transport Minister, Andrew Constance, simply tweeted, "No, not running," with the hashtag of comical. And the three MPs involved in this say they'll continue negotiations before there's a debate in the upper house later today.
All right, Thomas Arretti, thank you very much for that update.